I personally, this is my quote, and real niggas don't cheat.
You don't think so?
Hell no.
I kind of understand what you mean when you say that.
They do not.
I understand what you mean when you say that.
It's something in us that makes us want to be right.
I thought we was going to talk about it, but there's a recent interview between Young Jeezy and Nia Long, and I think that it touched on some really deep subjects, and you know, it was some things that he was brave enough to say that kind of opened my eyes, and you know, it was like an open dialogue that turned into me and my wife talking for, I'm gonna say, probably 6 to 8 hours afterwards, because there's things in our marriage that we have to work on. And I think the biggest thing that he said was about like being vulnerable, right? Like, I come from the hood too, and I was desensitized at a young age to violence. I saw my uncle shoot my other uncle right in front of me in my house at the age of 9 years old. You know, so being desensitized, you don't feel the same way about the world as somebody who's been able to pretty much have an innocent childhood. You don't, you know, it's not the same. And where we come from, when you use the word vulnerability, that's translated to like war. When you're looking for how I can attack my opponent, you're looking for a vulnerability. So that's how we use that word. And as men, when we leave ourselves open for attack, i.e. vulnerability, that's giving the other person the power to be able to hurt us. And we've always been taught to protect ourselves, either by the streets or just the world telling us that a man ain't supposed to have vulnerabilities. You're not supposed to be soft. You're not supposed to open up and tell everybody how they can hurt you, because you're giving the power away of protecting yourself. So then we build these walls that are so high that we lack the ability to let people in. And then it doesn't look like we have empathy or the ability to feel. And just a lot of the things that he was saying, it kind of opened my eyes that maybe I have been too hard. You know, if I want my marriage to work, then I have to be able to open up and take down some of those walls and replace them with, you know, happy, you know, with happy things, with smiles, and be able to have fun and be open about things. You know, and that comes from another place of being able to heal. You know, not only did I see somebody get shot, I also had to see my father in a casket as a victim of gun violence. So that's another thing that desensitized me. So I had to grow up without a father in a world where you're told that you can't be soft. There was never any opportunity for me to even know what it's like to not be closed off. My defense mechanism has always been self-isolation. In a marriage, you can't be self-isolated, because you're sharing this, you're supposed to be sharing your life. But how can you share your life with somebody when you're isolated from them? So I really appreciate somebody that looked like me, that's been through some of the same things that I've been through, going out and saying these things, and, you know, bringing that open dialogue, you know, and pretty much just giving us a voice.